remark that life no.
Yogacitta visuddhātmā vijitātmā jitendriya sarva bhūtātmā bhūtātmā sudvannapi nalipati. Detachment. Sannyāsattu mahābāho dukkham ātma yogatā yogacitta munibdhammā nasilīna vigacchati. But we have been discussing that sannyas, renouncement of this world, not by artificial grace, but actually renouncement is described herein.
Sir,
that's all. Yoga-yukta. Yoga-yukta. That means we have to stay in the Krishna consciousness. Then we can renounce. Otherwise it is not possible. If I am to vacate this room, then I must have some other room to stay there. Otherwise, it is not possible for me to leave this room. That is the nature of living entities. They want some engagement. They want some simple negative consideration that I want to detach. Oh, that will not make me happy. I must have some attachment also. I detach from this place by attaching myself to that place. Because I am eternal. I am the eternal living entity. My symptom is eternity. Not that I detach and end myself. No. I continue to exist. So, without attachment, we cannot actually be detached from this material world. The sannyasattva mahabhu, if artificially I detach myself, renounce this world, then Krishna says, dukkham aptam ajogata. If there is no engagement, good engagement, better engagement, then it is a cause of misery. It is a problem. It is very difficult. Suppose a family man, so he renounces the family connection. But if he has no better connection and better attachment, then he feels, so I was better in my family life. I have done mistakes. So Krishna says, sannyasastu mahabaho dukkhamapu ajogata. Ajogata means if we have no link with the Krishna consciousness, then simply detachment will be cause of misery. Dukkhamapu, it will be cause of misery. Yoga dukta munidhamma, but one he is in dog sense, one he is dog sense with the Supreme, yogajutta munibdhamma athirena adhigacchati brahma. Yogajutta. If I am adopted with Krishna consciousness, then athirena, athirena means very soon, I shall realize myself as Brahma. I am Brahma. It is simply a question of realization. By misconception, by illusion, I am thinking that I am matter, but actually I am Brahma. The whole process is to realize that I am Brahma, I am not this matter. So this conception Brahma consciousness or realization, self-realization, is possible. Yoga Yukta, he found always dovetailed with Krishna consciousness. If I am always dovetailed with Krishna, doing something in connection with Nibbandi Krishna Sambandi Yukta Vijayaka Mitchell. The other day, I tried to explain the verse of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he has stated in two ways the attachment and detachment. He says, anāsaktasya viṣayāṁ jathāraṁ upajanjata. Viṣayāṁ, the things of our enjoyment, that should be accepted anāsaktasya, without any attachment. I require this for maintenance of my body, therefore I accept it. This is called anāsaktasya. So, in other words, just to make the better use of a bad body. I am now materially engaged, so I must make the best use of this body by dovetailing myself in Krishna, Krishna Sambandh, Nibbandi Krishna Sambandh. And another verse, Rupa Goswami says, prapanchitataya buddhya pari sambandhina bhustuna Mumushuri Purityaga Pulgu Viratam Tatati Prapan Chikataya Buddha. Just like there are some philosophers, they say that this material world is false and Brahma is real. Of course that is all right. But according to Vaishnava philosophy as we say that material world is not false, but it is temporary. That if you say temporary thing as false, that is not the right nomenclature. Temporary, one thing may be temporary, but that is not false. Just like we are from here, I have come from India, I am staying in this room for the last 2 months, or I may stay here for some days more. So, my visit, I am a visitor, my visit is temporary. But this temporary visit is not false. Is it false? Oh, I am sitting here and talking with you, I am eating so many things, if they are all false? No, they are not false. They are not false, but temporary. Therefore, Harishamvandana Bhuttuna, everything has got connection with Krishna. That realization is required. Everything. Whatever we see here, they are only parvati reflection of the reality. This parvati reflection, I have tried to explain many times. Just like if there is a tree on the bank of a lake, you will find the tree is parvati reflected. Parvati is reflected within the water. That means the top has gone to the ground. And the root has come up. And in the 15th chapter, it is described in that way. So this world is a parvati reflection. And because it is reflection of the reality, therefore it appears so nicely that we take it as actual fact. That is called illusion. But if we understand that it is temporary. I should not be attached. It is temporary. My attachment should be to the reality, not to the unreal. The reality is Krishna. This is also reality, but temporary. So we have to get ourselves from the temporary to the reality. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that prapam chikataya buddhya hari sambandhina bhastuma. Now in this material world, because this material world is manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord, therefore it has got a very intimate connection with the Supreme Lord. It has got connection. Because just like the sun shines, although the sun is far away, but the sunshine has got direct connection with sun. The sunshine is connecting me from this earth to the sun, 90 million of miles away. It still has a connection. So similarly, this material world is the manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Law. Therefore, it has got intimate relation with the Supreme Law. That we have to understand. We should not take it, accept it as false and reject it. No. We cannot reject it because there is connection in Krishna. Now we have to utilize it properly. Because it has got connection with Krishna. And because it is the energy of Krishna. Therefore the whole thing is that this should be utilized for Krishna. It should be utilized for Krishna. If this material world is utilized for Krishna, then there is no trouble, there is no disturbance of peace. There is always peace and tranquility and happiness in this world and at the same time happiness in the next world. If we consider when I am taking my food, if I think of this nice food stuff is sent by Krishna. He has kindly sent me this food stuff. So I think of Krishna. So that taking of food stuff in Krishna consciousness is yoga-vidya. That is called yoga. That is yoga. Always thinking in Krishna consciousness, that is called yoga-vidya. Yoga-vidya muni. Muni means one who is thoughtful. He is called muni. So one who is always thoughtful of Krishna. Such person, yoga-vidya, and yoga-vidya muni, Brahma, Vasudena, Adivacchati, he is very strong. He becomes situated in his Brahma conception of life. And as soon as you are situated in Brahma conception of life, then immediately your effect will be Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma will be joined. Your material moroseness will go at once. At once. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasurati will be free from all anxiety. And there is no demand for your sense satisfaction. You'll see yourself full of happiness. And nothing according to demand. You see, such thing will come. So, yoga yukta muni brahma akhiret. If we always talk to ourselves in Krishna consciousness, and in that way we practice our duties, we don't test that this is false. We take it that is because it has connection with Krishna, it should be utilized for Krishna. That yoga vidya muni, he at once very nicely, very easily, he realizes Brahma. So many other processes, they are trying to realize Brahma for so many years, by meditation, by penance, by this, going to the forest, Himalaya, and so many things. But if one is intelligent enough and always thinking that everything has got connection with Krishna and it should be utilized for Krishna, then I'm yoga-vidya and my Brahma-bhuta, my Brahma-realization is within my hand. It is such a nice. Yoga-vidya visuddhātmā. And one tree, dropped in such a way, he is Visuddhātmā. Visuddhātmā, Atmā means self. And Visuddha means pure. In pure sense, this is the primary thing that I am the enjoyer. And that is my Atmā is covered with dirty things. I am enjoying my thing. But when I think, when I am yoga-vidya as Krishna, that everything belongs to Krishna, then I am Visuddha. And that is a fact.
Oh.
I'm not proprietor. I'm not enjoyer.
I
am allowed to enjoy whatever is allotted to me. Just like any, take for example, foodstuff. You can take foodstuff as much as you require for your maintenance of the body. Now if you take more, then you'll be in trouble. And if you take less, then you'll be in trouble. You have to take exactly what is prescribed for you. Just as the elephant. Elephant is taking 100 pounds daily, maybe, twice. Once at a time, he takes 100 pounds of water. And the ant takes only 1 gram. And if the ant thinks that I shall also take 100 pounds, oh, it is impossible. And if the elephant thinks, all right, the ant is taking 1 gram, I shall take no. That the system is that in God's kingdom, in God's creation, for everybody, there is sufficient food to take as much as you require. Oh, that is the natural way. In the nature's way, we find, beginning from the ant to the elephant, they will not take more, they will not take less. If to the elephant, he gives 200 pounds foodstuff, he'll take only 100 pounds, that is it. Neither he'll take the foodstuff to his place to stock it for next year. No. You see, this is pigeon there, you see. Whenever you give some foodstuff, they take whatever they require, but they don't take anything for the next year. But we are thinking, oh, we have got so much foodstuff. All right, let me eat to the, after the, my throat, and then take something for next. The next question to put down. We shall always, depend, we shall always check as much as we require. That is called yoga. Diptahara viharasta, yoga bhavati siddhi. One who is situated just exactly what it means. Now, the whole world is situated in such a way that everybody, if he takes exactly what he means, and he does not stop, then there is no need. There is no poverty, there is no scarcity. But we do not do that. We stop for black market. No. That is creating. Because I'm thinking that this is my problem. If I think that everything, every eatable thing, they are sent by Krishna, God, for everyone. Let me take whatever I want. Then there is peace in the world. Of course that is not possible because it is such a world. It is such a world that we are always anxious to stop or even anxious to take more than more than. Nobody is satisfied. Nobody is satisfied. The yoga is the Visuddhātmā. One who is Visuddhātmā, one who is situated in his pure consciousness, then Visuddhātmā, Jitendra. Sit down, don't disturb. Sit down. Visuddhātmā and Jitendra. Jitendra means that greediness. I want more. As soon as he becomes Krishna consciousness, his greediness goes. I don't want it. I don't want it. So if everybody thinks like that I don't want more, then where is the trouble in this world? Now there is no trouble. Because by grace of God, there is enough food, enough sufficient stock. Simply, it is the anomaly of distribution by the human society that is creating one starving and one. And that is that starvation is also due to his own work. There are so many. But for perfection, a perfection of the world situation, this is it. Yogalipto Visuddhātmā, when he dovetails with Krishna consciousness, he is pure soul. Visuddhātmā. And Visuddhātmā. Visuddhātmā means he has control over the fought and Jitendra. Jitendra means he had conquered our existence. Jitendra. Sarva Bhuta Atma Bhuta Atma. And he has identified himself with all living entities. Sarva Bhuta Atma Bhuta Atma. And Surbannati Nalitpate, if he was in that condition of flesh, then he is practically doing nothing. Because we are being entangled in this material world and according to the reaction of my own work. So, if I am situated in this Krishna consciousness and I am in my Atma, I am in pure state of my Atma and I am controlling my body and senses and I identify with my every body, every living entity, then I have no entanglement. No reaction. In this case, Krishna says, Naiva kinchit karomi iti jitta manneta tattavi. I am not doing anything. That is the case. A Krishna conscious person, he never thinks that I am doing something. Even if you ask him that, are you going to a certain such place, suppose it is settled that he is going to certain such place, if you ask him when you are going, he will say that I do not know when I shall go, but when Krishna will ask me or allow me to go, I shall go. This is from my practical experience, from my Guru Maharaj, from my spiritual master. You never say that I am going, I am doing. If Krishna desires, then I shall be. If Krishna desires, then I shall go. Like, always depending on Krishna. This is called Vishuddha. Naiva kinchit karomi iti jitta manneta tattavi. This tattavi, tattavi means one who knows the truth. One who knows the truth is there. Unless Krishna allows me to go, I may not go. There may be so many obstacles on my path. I have made my whole puja. It's like last year, there was an aircraft on the Switzerland, an Indian aircraft. And there was all the accessible gentlemen. And there was, perhaps you know it, there was one Indian chemist, Mr. Dr. Bhava. He was going to attend some nuclear meeting in some European country. But there was a crash, and all of them died in a second. So unless Krishna desires, unless he allows, we cannot do anything. We cannot do. This is a fact. So, tattavi means one who knows the truth. He thinks like that I cannot do anything. I am always dependent on Krishna. I cannot. Mahatma Gandhi, he used to say that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of God. Yes, this is a fact. This is a fact. Nothing can be done without his sanction. Then you can ask that why somebody is doing bad work and why somebody is doing good work. In both ways Krishna has sanction. Yes, in both ways Krishna. Without sanction he cannot do it. But how both ways Krishna has sanction? Now Krishna has sanction in this way. He has given you liberty. He has given you independence. Not full independence, but if you cannot become full independent, but you have got independence. He does not touch on your independence. That is, because otherwise, if you are bereft of your independence, if you are without independence, that you have no meaning as living entity. Living, every living entity has got his minute share of independence. So Krishna has given every one of you and independence to make your choice. Now, why you are somebody is doing bad work or somebody is doing good work and Krishna giving sanction? How is that? The sanction is like that. That when I want to do something, I desire, I pray, it may be bad or good, that is different. It may be. I am very much anxious. So when he is bent upon doing so, the Krishna gives him sanction. Yes, he do it. He do it. He gives him facility. But one who has adopted himself into Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives him better concept that he do like this, then he comes to. The sanction is always there. Sanction is always there. Without sanction, nothing can be done. So, one way is in Krishna consciousness, he knows it's suffering. Suffering means one who knows the truth, that I cannot do anything without Krishna's sanction. Therefore, he does not do anything. Whatever is sanctioned by Krishna, he does. Otherwise, not. So, pashtan, chinnan, pishan, jigran, natnan, gachan, tapan, tapan. These are our activities. But pashtan, we act by seeing, we act by hearing, we act by touching, we act by smelling, we act by going, we act by dreaming, we act by breathing. So many our activities are. So in all the going on, that a sattva one is and the perfect knowledge and his Krishna consciousness, he, although he is doing all these things, he knows I am not. This is sattva. Although he is doing all these things, he knows that I am not. Krishna is doing. I am simply an instrument. I am simply an instrument. That is the purpose. So, prapan, visijan, dhinnan, unvishan, mishanapi, indriyani, indriyasisu, bhattanta, iti dharayan. Indriyani, indriyasisu, so, maybe so, there are senses, so they have got cues. So, in the sattva, who is in perfect knowledge, he is also using his senses, that he knows that Krishna is the proprietor of the senses and he is instrumental only as he is directing my senses at work. Or in other words, when our senses work in that direction of Krishna consciousness, then we gradually make progress to back to God and back to home and to liberation.
ब्रह्मण्याधा कर्माणि संगं तत्ता करोति लिप्पते न स पापेन पद्मपत्रं नाम वशा.
देयर इज अ वेरी गुड एग्जांपल हियर
दैट
लोटस लोटस फ्लावर एंड लोटस लीव्स ऑफ द लोटस स्टेम सो इफ यू पुट सम वाटर दैट वाटर डज नॉट स्टिक इनटू द लोटस लीव्स in natural, by natural way. It is not it is never in moist. Similarly, just like the lotus flower leaf does not moist, always it is in the water. Lotus flower is in the water and the leaves are also in the water. But it has no connection in it. Even a drop of water if you put on it, it will at once fall. Lotus, it is not made by nature. So here, the same example is there, that although we may be in this material world, so because I am staying in Krishna consciousness and I am acting under the direction of Krishna, therefore nothing is affected. Nothing is affected. Because due to this material effect, contamination, I am in trouble. I am getting this body one after another, just like changing dress. So, myself, the pure
spirit, soul. So I am now in contaminated fact because I am absorbed in the material concept. So as soon as I transform myself into Krishna consciousness, then I become aloof from this. Just like the example is given here, the leaf of the lotus flower, although it is in the water, it has no contamination. Not a drop of water will stay. Not a drop, even a drop. Although it is in a huge mass of water, and there is waves are going over it, and so many water, and it is moving all it. But the that particular leaf of lotus flower, it has no connection. Similarly, with all of the earth, of this material world, one way, Krishna consciousness. He has nothing to do with Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate. Everyone is very much afflicted. They say, oh, it is very troublesome. It is very troublesome. It is very troublesome. But a man who is in Krishna consciousness, he is fine. Oh, everything is happy. There is no. So, non important. And this contamination is, that is, Krishna consciousness is the antiseptic nature. Suppose there is some epidemic in the city and one has taken the antiseptic vaccine or measure, he is not affected. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness is the antiseptic method to become free from the contamination of this material world. Lippate nasa papena, he is not affected by the counteraction or contamination of this material.
Kaina manasabhya kevala indriyapi yogina karma kurvanti sangam satya asa suddha.
Atma suddha. Yogina. Those who are yogi. Yogi means those who are in connection with the Supreme, they are called yogi. So, kāyena. Kāyena means by body. Manasa. Manasa means by mind. Buddhya. By buddha means by intelligence. Kevala indriyapi. And the senses. Yogina karma kurvanti. They work. It appears just like they are doing like ordinary man. But sangam tatya, atma suddha, sangam tatya atma, he has no connection. He has no connection. Just like a bank cashier, he is sitting on the cash counter and millions of dollars are coming to him, but he has no connection. Atma suddha, because nobody paying off. That I'm different from this man. He's all right. So, by Krishna consciousness, one who is a yogi, yogina karma kurvanti sangam satya, atma suddhaya, atma suddhaya. Karma means what? For atma suddhi. Just like we are working here. This is also what? We are reading, we are singing. This is also what? The part of what? The same thing can be done in a class, in music. But here the music is for Atma Suddha, for purifying the soul. We are also eating, but for purifying the soul. So, no work is different from the ordinary man and the members of the society. They are also doing in the same way. They are also going to the store, purchasing things and preparing foodstuffs, offering to Krishna, and eating. It appears to be. They are also eating, they are also sleeping, they are also working. But here, everything is for Atma Suddha. It is under such a regulation that one is becoming purer and purer and purer and purer. So, yogina karma kurvanti, sangam tatta, it has now connection to the material conception of life. Everything is Krishna conception of life. Therefore, Atma Suddha.
Yuddha karma phalam tatya shanti mahatmati manasthiti. अजुक्ता कामकारेण फले सप्त निबद्धते
कृष्ण का expect any result of it. Oh, I am doing this work, so I will enjoy this result. Oh, that never comes. That never comes in the mind of a person who is Sukra. He doesn't mind. He doesn't think of any result. Dipta Tanufalam Tatta, and that is the source of the Shanti Mahnoti, right?
Nice. He's always confident that I am engaged in Krishna duty.
So, I am protected. So, what is the result? I do not mind. I do not mind.
Ajutta.
But one who is not connected in that Krishna consciousness, then
kamukarena phale saptan vadhate,
he, out of his lust, he becomes attached to the result, and therefore, he becomes entangled in this.
Ajukta kamukarina phale sakta dhivadhati.
Because he has got attachment for the reason, therefore ultimately he becomes entangled in this material
world. Sarvakarma karmani manasa sarnasya asti sukhanamashi. Nabandari Puridehi Naiva Sundam Naparan.
So
Sarvakarnani Manasa Sangmasta.
Sarvakarna, whatever he does, he has decided. Manasa, by the mind. Determination comes into the mind. Therefore, his determination is Manasa. Asti Sukham Vashi. He has decided to work only for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, his happiness is under his own control. Happiness is under his own control. He hasn't got to seek happiness external. The happiness is control. Suthana Vashi. Namadari Puri Dehi Naiva Sulban Sulban Napara. So there are nine holes in our body. So, that nine holes they are acting. These two eyes, two prostate, two empty ears, one mouth, and one barrel, and the evacuating, and the urinal. There are nine holes, and we are taking work through these nine holes. This room has got four outlets, one there, one here, and two windows. Similarly, we have got nine holes in our body. So you are acting with the help of these nine holes. Navadhari Puri Dehi, Dehi, it is just like a room having nine outlets. We are not this body. That is not Navadhari Puri Dehi. It is Pure. Pure means a city or a room. I am sitting within this room. Navadhari Puri Dehi, Turban, Turban Naparati. He is there in the room. Ramdi is just like a rich man. He is sitting in his room and everything is going on. Similarly, the soul, who is in pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, he is aloof from this body and everything is going on by Krishna consciousness.
Napastittam na karmani lokastha sthirati prabhu.
Now, you can ask that if Krishna is giving sanction, then he is responsible for my bad work also. Good work, suppose he is responsible. So bad work, he is also responsible. Now here the answer is, Napastittam na karmani lokastha sthirati prabhu. Prabhu, Prabhu means the Lord. The Lord does not create work for you, neither He creates the result for you.
Na karma phalasam yogam sabhavastu pravartate.
Sabhavastu pravartate. As you have acquired your
characteristics. So you create your own work and you create your result of one work and you become entangled. It is not the creation of God. He creates. How I create? If it is sunshine, if it is controlled by God, then how I create? The question may be, yes, his answer is very simple. He can understand that is a person who is criminal, who is condemned. Now, he is condemned to death or he is condemned to be imprisoned. Now, he makes a plea that, oh, excuse me, that was bad. But the judge has put him into the jail or condemned to life. So, he thinks that the judge has condemned me to death or the he has put me into jail. But is the judge enemy of a particular person that he put somebody into the jail and condemns to death? No. I have created my jail life before. The judge is simply giving me the direction, oh, you have done this, now you have to go. He is not responsible. Similarly, God is not responsible for my work. Neither he creates my work. It is my nature, it is my characteristic. I create my work. I create the result that I have. God will simply give direction, because he is simply supreme director or the agent of God. So he is not responsible. I am responsible. But if I become Krishna consciousness, if I act on his account and completely becoming dependent on him, then he is responsible for everything. That is the point. Any question?
Self-realization is realizing our identity with Brahma.
Me?
With Brahma. So Brahma has died. Brahma is not eternal.
Brahma is eternal. I'm eternal. I'm thinking, yes.
He's saying Brahma instead of Brahma.
Oh, Brahma, you mean to say?
Oh. He said Brahman.
Brahma. Brahma is a living creature. Just like that. The past living creature, he is called Brahma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's the first creature. And Brahma is the supreme. Absolutely.